views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Get ready for a game changer. Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sarah will bring you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Now here's your host, Sarah Westall.
Welcome to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall, and you're listening to Conscious Business Radio on the Transformation Talk Radio Network. Today, we are featuring the second half of our lively discussion with Ed Moy, whose background is pretty impressive. He was the director of the U.S. Mint under Obama and Bush. And today we're going to finish up our discussion on the Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies, and we're getting into geopolitical situations and what the future will look like. And, you know, we're going to be having a cashless society. We already are in a pretty much cashless society now, but what does it look like as far as cryptocurrencies, and how is that going to affect the dollar, and is there a place for everything as we go forward? Very interesting conversation that I have with him. And just to give you a little bit more about his background, he not only was he the director of the U.S. Mint, but he also was a special advisor to the White House, where he served on a committee for the newly created Department of Homeland Security back in 2003. And he also oversees presidential appointments for candidates in like general areas of human, natural, and cultural resources. He's done a lot. And he's also now the chief strategist for the Fortress Gold Group, which is an industry leader in precious metals and security investments. So that we will be doing, rejoining our conversation with him. But before we get into that, I have a very interesting show lined up where I'm bringing on Sean McDonald. This is a segment that I did a while ago, but it never aired on the radio, and it was just in podcasts. And so I really want to bring this out because it's just an amazing little segment that I did with Sean McDonald, who was the CEO and founder of Feedback. And she was a NASA engineer. In fact, not just any NASA engineer. She ran the largest project at NASA for the Langley Research Center. But she decided to give all that up and start this company called Feedback, which is a golf program that where they really help, using all the latest technology from NASA and all the stuff they did there, they're using that to build a feedback system to improve your golf game. So it's really interesting, and it's perfect timing now that it's starting to be in the golf season. So before we get into the Ed Moy show, we are now going to bring on Sean McDonald. Hi, Sean. Welcome to the program.
Hi, it's great to be here.
So you have a tool called Feedback, which you say provides a lifetime of golf instruction. What is it?
Well, it is, we like to call it a coach and a smartphone, and we've broken it up into three products. The first is available today, we call Collect, which is a way of collecting, reviewing, and sharing video of your golf swing. And the whole idea came about when I was in transition of my career, and I was at the driving range, and I realized that I might be exercising as I was swinging, but I wasn't actually improving my swing. And I wanted my phone to be able to video me and then ultimately turn that into golf instruction. So I could either take that video and give it to my instructor, or it would actually give me some instruction in real time. And so that started our whole process, and I found a PGA teaching professional who had the same ideas, and together we developed the product.
So you work with professional golfers to come up with, to be able to analyze the video that you take off of a phone?
Well, what we've done is we've taken the idea of how you could turn a phone into a coach. And we said, well, first of all, we want to use video because we don't want to have any sensors or anything touching the golfer. That just seems annoying. And we said, so our first product is all about just videoing the golfer. And we wanted the golfer to be able to do that without anyone else around. And so we created an app that you put on your phone and it's all voice activated. And so once you say the word ready, the app will beep and it starts recording, and then 5 seconds later it stops recording. And so that gives you a way of just recording your videos.
So you don't have to have someone hold it for you. You have like some tripod or something that it can sit on?
Sure. So what we did is we also bundle it with a tripod and a clamp to hold your phone and then a Bluetooth to enable the voice activation. So you buy our bundle, and you will get a year membership to be able to download and share your videos, and then also the hardware, tripod, clamp, and Bluetooth to make it easy for you to collect your videos on your own. And so that's our first product.
So you can be all by yourself. So if you're really bad, or even if you're good, but if you're bad, you can sit and teach yourself golf.
Well, yes. And the whole idea is, you know, it's hard to kind of get out there and get to the driving range, much less coordinate with somebody else. And so the idea was if you just had a few moments and you could just get out there, record some video, take a few swings, and then share that with your instructor or your friends and get some, or even if you're good enough, you can look at it yourself and go, oh, I see what I'm doing. I'm coming over the top. I need to be more careful. And just helps you improve your game without having to coordinate your schedule with anybody else.
Well, are you the one, so do you have to personally analyze your own swing, or does it give you feedback on how your swing is?
Well, we have a few options. First, at the Collect product, you need to do it yourself, or have an instructor who also is a member of our program, and you can share videos back and forth. So there's a way of doing it. We are in development and will release in about 8 months a product where when you upload the video, you'll hit a button and it will actually automatically give you instructions. And so you would just go to your computer browser, go to our website, look at your video, click a button, and it would actually give you instruction. And that product's in development now.
Well, that's kind of hard though, right? Because what happens about with untraditional swings and things? What do you do with that kind of stuff?
Well, what's interesting is we're building a database of, we have like over 4,000 or 5,000 swings already in our database.
Oh, wow.
And so our instructor, we have a few different instructors who are looking at those and basically coding them. And that will be used to inform the teaching algorithms. And what we're seeing is no matter how a person's body position is, there's a certain club head path that the club needs to take a certain path. And,
yes.
And we look at the club head path more than the body mechanics, and then recommend body mechanics that we know will help you get you onto the right path.
Interesting. So you guys are doing hard science on data analysis on golf swings.
Well, we're a team of 3 engineers and 2 golf pros. 3 of us work together at NASA, doing kind of high risk technical projects. So this is literally NASA technology being applied to the golf swing. We're using the latest computer vision techniques. You hear a lot about that when you look at, when you watch television, they talk about facial recognition. We're taking that facial recognition type technology and applying it to your golf swing, and some of the latest ideas in how to do analytics.
So we get a bunch of smart NASA engineers and they start working on their hobby, and it turns into this.
Turns into a business. Yes.
And you can even help people like me. See, I'm a person that golfs about twice a year, and I get out there and I either have a really good, you know, I can hit it pretty far and I can get a really good putt, or I shank it. So I get really mad because I'm really competitive. and then I'm mad because I got a 9 or something, and it's because I shanked it twice and then did the Happy Gilmore on the green and everything else. So
we have very similar golf games.
And then there's other times I just part it.
Woo, look at me.
And then you have to deal with the mental thing of when you're having this great game and you have to convince yourself that I'm okay. You have to tell yourself you're cool and relaxed, because I find myself when I have this great game, the second half of the game is awful because I got myself all worked up. Now I got to do good. And then I do crappy.
Yeah, that's the beautiful sport of golf, isn't it?
Yeah, it's the mental game, right?
Yep.
But you can, as soon as you get consistent and you create that pattern of consistency, that's the goal, right? Because then your mental game can't mess you up as much because you have consistent habits of getting your clubs straight in the proper way.
We are looking at building that muscle memory, basically, of what does a good golf swing feel like, and being able to build that on your own without the expense and trouble of scheduling with a coach.
Well, so how does your NASA experience, do you think, play into the development of this?
Well, it's been huge from the perspective of we know how to estimate and manage projects and do product development of things that have never been done before. And so from a how to build a cost model to estimate the project costs and those types of things, we have a huge amount of experience. Knowing that there is a certain amount of R&D and reworking and troubleshooting and what that means and how to manage those types of things. All of us have experience in that. There's also always a balance between maintaining a product, kind of doing incremental improvements to it, and big technical changes. And so we have experience in how to manage those types of things. And it's been helping us put together our proposals and plan our projects.
Yeah. So you're not just doing it to everything you have, you do for a reason, and it doesn't make a problem for your customers.
We're all project managers, and so we know how to manage a project and make the trade-offs and decisions to make things, to make the best product, that we can with the budgets that we have available.
Oh, it sounds like fun. I think you do something like this, that's where your passion meets your work, right? And you get to work on something that you love.
Definitely. I mean, I had the idea in April of 2012, and by October, I'd convinced myself that we could develop the technology, and I quit a very good paying job, put my life savings into building this company, and I wouldn't change a thing. It's been tremendously fun.
That's the story of entrepreneurs, right?
That is. That's it.
Yeah, I know. So you've won many awards for this. This is really getting a lot of attention.
And it is.
Which is really great. What are some of the awards that you've, what is the most recent award that you've won?
So Cox Business, we're on the East Coast, and Cox Cable is a very big communications provider. They're also investing in the startup community. They hosted, along with Inc. Magazine, a pitch competition, which we won. It was describe your product and your company in 2 minutes. So it was very interesting to figure out a 2-minute pitch. We won that competition. It included a cash prize, but also a bunch of different business support. So, for example, our internet, telephone, and cable are now free for the next year. So,
that helps as a business. Yeah,
that is huge as a business.
Yes, as a new startup. Yes.
Yeah. So things like that. And then there was press associated with that. And, who knows what the benefits were from there. So that was our most recent competition.
Well, I can imagine a 2-minute pitch. NASA engineers take on their passion and do hard engineering on a golf swing.
That's pretty much the pitch there. You got it.
Yeah. Well, this has been wonderful. So can people get this? Do you have to buy? Is it only wholesale, or can you get it retail and wholesale, or how does it work?
Sure. You can buy it retail. You can buy it directly from our website, which is feedback-golf.com. It's also available on Amazon and other e-retailers such as the Golf Warehouse, et cetera. So do a Google search for Feedback Golf and you'll find it. We also, for instructors, we have a champion program where they can sign up. They receive a lifetime membership so they can use the product in an unlimited amount for a lifetime, and also have an option to be able to purchase it wholesale and make some money using the product. So it's a kind of an interesting
program.
They
could be a distributor.
They can be a distributor, right. We also have some other ways of incentivizing instructors to actually use, to incorporate the product in their instruction. So they can earn up to $45 a month just using our product in their instruction.
Oh, awesome. Okay, well, I will have your information on our webpage or our radio page, and people can find you there as well. So this has been great. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Great, thank you.
Super interesting stuff that she has going on. I need to have her back and give us an update on where they're at with their system. And we are going to have to take a short break. And after we get back from the commercial break, we will have Ed Moy joining us, and we'll be finishing our conversation with him.
What if we really didn't have to die to go to heaven? Are you curious about the afterlife or rebirth? The highly anticipated new book from author Dr. Susan Allison, You Don't Have to Die to Go to Heaven, is available now. Find out how to find guidance and healing in the spirit realms. Order the book today and put it on your must-read list for 2016. Visit drsusanallison.com to learn more.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Called the Oprah of radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Introducing the Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit the Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good, and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall, and we are now going to be rejoining our two-part conversation that we've had with Ed Moy.
It's interesting. Well, Bangladesh Central Bank recently lost $100 million via the New York Federal Reserve. You're smiling a little bit here with this. By a hacking scheme that was allegedly conducted by Chinese hackers. I don't know if that's true or not. Could cryptocurrencies make us more or less vulnerable to this type of attack?
Yeah. So I would say in general, it would be harder to attack, but not impossible. But it would be easier to trace the money.
So because they could attack, they could get into one of the miners' computers, figure out what they did, and kind of take over that, right?
Yes. So there's a lot of integrity around Bitcoin itself, right? The unit of Bitcoin is protected with all these, with advanced cryptography. Where those Bitcoins reside, say, for example, in a bank. So Mt. Gox was a bank that held on to a lot of Bitcoins, and the bank was robbed. And then everyone got panicked saying, well, is Bitcoin really safe? Well, Bitcoin itself is safe, but the bank wasn't. And so it was, to me, unfair to say Bitcoin is risky, because when a robber steals U.S. dollars from a bank, you don't go, well, gosh, U.S. dollars are risky, let's ban the use of dollars. No, you go, the problem is the bank needs more security. And so it's really the ecosystem that is around Bitcoin that needs to improve its security.
So basically with Bitcoin, it gets chopped off at the point. Like, it can't, because of the decentralization, they can steal from one location, but they can't steal along the whole network.
That's correct.
Okay, so it can only get stolen. But right now, with the electronic currency, if they're smart, they could steal along more of a network kind of thing, like the banks that are all connected and things.
Yeah, so the vulnerability of increasing centralization is when you get, say, for example, credit card transactions all go through this electronic highway that MasterCard has built. If you hack the highway, you can get access to all the transactions. But with Bitcoin, they are peer-to-peer transactions. And so when I do a transaction with you, Sarah, it's between you and me, direct. It doesn't go through anything. And so a hacker is going to have to hack every single individual transaction. Now, you can hack a big transaction, you know, but that would be different. But the days of giving your credit card to Home Depot and having Home Depot hacked and then your information compromised, if you paid with Bitcoin, that's not going to happen to you.
But it's obviously happening with credit cards right now in mass.
Yes, in mass. I just recently got my American Express with the new chip and PIN. And within 2 weeks of using it, I was informed by American Express, did you make a gas purchase in Florida? Because we know that your most recent purchase was in Washington, D.C.
No.
I said, absolutely not. How did it already get compromised? I only had my chip and PIN for 2 weeks, and somebody already got that number.
Well, I had that, too. I got a thing with Sam's Club, and I didn't even use the card. Mm-hmm. And all of a sudden, I'm getting this stuff out of California. I'm in the Minneapolis, Twin Cities. I didn't spend anything in California. I didn't even use the card. Mm-hmm. But it was thousands of dollars.
Yep.
Oh, I didn't do it.
When you make a Bitcoin transaction, that is tremendously more secure than a credit card transaction.
Well, that's good to know. Well, at least there's a lot of development and movement in this industry, which is really great, which is happening in all industries right now. It's like we're on a new renaissance. I keep talking about that. The decentralization of knowledge, which is what the internet is causing, is really creating a new renaissance, I think. It's a renaissance of so many things, because so many more people are able to, their ideas and their concepts are able to affect society.
Yes. So let me talk a little bit about the disruptive effects of cryptocurrency and why people like myself are so intrigued with it.
Yes.
Because I want to leave a positive mark on the world in a really big way. And this, in my opinion, is one of the ways to do that. So let's start off with small. When instead of a credit card transaction now, that goes through the highway, and the highway then charges the retailer a certain percentage or fee to get their money by using the highway, right? So that's the credit card fees. By doing a peer-to-peer transaction, you avoid that. You just do it over the internet. So the costs are minimal, if not free. And so overnight, if you're a retailer, and my parents were in the restaurant industry, they were doing like 3% margins. Well, if your credit card fees are 3%,
no, that's awful. They're just cringing every time they have to run a credit card, and and when someone pays with cash, they're just so happy.
Yes, exactly. And yes. So if I'm doing 3% margins, and all of a sudden I don't have to pay credit card fees, which are 3%, I've increased my profit margin from 3% to 6%.
It's huge.
And all of a sudden I got a viable business. Right. Second, because Bitcoin is divisible up to 9 digits. Right now, for example, if I want to buy an article from the Wall Street Journal, I have to pay $29.95, which I do, subscription to the Wall Street Journal every month, because if there was only one article I wanted to buy, Wall Street Journal doesn't have a cost-effective mechanism for me to pay for that, because if the article is worth $1, And I pay for it with a credit card. The credit card companies have, the policy that on these microtransactions they'll charge you a certain amount of money, but everything above that is a percentage, whichever is less.
Sure.
Right. And so here, if Wall Street Journal accepted Bitcoin, they could accept $1.
And they get the dollar.
And $1, or they could accept 15 cents, or they could accept 0.1 cent for it.
Oh, yeah. 0.1 cent wouldn't work with the credit card company. So are the credit card companies liking these? I don't think Visa likes this.
Are one of two minds. On one hand, they've campaigned in public saying, oh, Bitcoin, very dangerous. Let's really regulate this area. On the other hand, they have units that are exploring how to exploit Bitcoin in this.
Oh, yeah. They have to play both. They have to play both sides of the equation, because they got to make sure.
Yep.
Well, you have this amazing project going on called the Virtual Mint Project. What is that?
Yes. So this gets to this area of the unbanked and a lot of countries that have problems with the currency. So this whole notion of virtual mint is there are 190 sovereign nations in the world, and there's probably 70 or 80 mints. So why don't all countries have mints that create their own currency? And that is because the business of making and manufacturing money is a high-volume, low-margin business. And these smaller countries just don't have the volume to make their own money. And so as a result, they subcontract out to other mints to make the money for them, and it's very expensive to get it back and forth. So when you ship a bunch of coins or even paper bills, that has a lot of weight to it, and it's very expensive. Further, you have situations. So a lot of these countries are in developing areas of the world, and those developing areas are more around the equator. And so then you have climate issues that prevent these countries from having efficient minting operations. So here in the United States, for example, a dollar bill can be used from roughly 12 months to about 30 months in normal circulation before they have to be retired. And in a country like Zimbabwe, it might have a bill might have a lifespan of 2 weeks because it's hot and humid.
Oh, geez, that's awful.
Right. Yeah, and so you constantly have to replace your money. And so a virtual mint was started to talk to countries that don't have their mints, in that we could use Bitcoin-like technology to end up creating basically private label versions of their own currency that travel the internet instead of these banking highways. And it solves several problems for these countries. Problem number one is they don't have enough physical cash, and nobody can access electronic money like a credit card because you need a bank account. And in order to have a bank account, you have to earn X amount of income. And in these developing countries, most people don't earn enough money to qualify being a client of a bank. And then you also have the issue of the banks not having branches in their village. And so it's a very complicated problem. What digital currency ends up doing is anyone with a phone can access this digital currency. And so we would basically create a Zimbabwe dollar, for example, that would be digital. And the people can download it on their phone and then spend it at the market by transferring that dollar peer-to-peer to another person with a phone and take care of that.
Well, that's incredible because you're giving them the tools to compete in the international market.
Sarah, you get an A-plus for that. And the other thing this helps to do is, you know, just imagine if you wanted to start a bakery and you know, in one of these countries, and you wanted to buy a computer and a book on a small business.
We need to take a short station break, and we'll be back in a moment.
Hi, everyone. This is Dr. Pat. The ancient Inca root vegetable maca is world-renowned for its wide array of health benefits. As a family-run company of true maca specialists, the maca team's mission is to provide you with fresh, organic, premium quality maca powders at a fair price. Amazing. All of the products are always organically grown, fair traded, GMO-free, fresh, and potent. So don't take my word for it. Experience the life-changing benefits of maca today. Visit themacateam.com.
There are so many resources out there for meditation. But did you know that Atana's Heart Earth Healing Meditation is available for you for free? Yes, that's right. You can receive this free healing meditation today from Atana Vadili. All you need to do is visit his website, atanamethod.com. That's ATANAMethod.com. And sign up. You will receive your free meditation instantly. That's atanamethod.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Tune in to Sheer Alchemy with Leslie Fontaine on TransformationTalkRadio.com and get ready to stir up your passions, remove your blocks, and shift into an entirely new existence. Speaker, teacher, channel, clairvoyant, Leslie Fontaine is a transformation catalyst who channels a powerful energy from Source to catapult listeners into living the life they were born to live. Whether it's shifting from scarcity to abundance, from emotional pain into joy, or from illness into health, Leslie will help you step into the true essence and power of all that you are with the help of the Ascended Masters and Archangels. You will not be the same. Visit TransformationTalkRadio.com for show dates and times and LeslieFontaine.com to say yes to explosive abundance.
Tune in to the Angels and Answers Psychic Radio Show with clairvoyants Artie Hoffman and Sky Siegel every Thursday for a two-hour show, 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio. Artie and Sky deliver spiritual and motivational messages with passion and a sense of humor. Call in 800-930-2819 for live and on-air readings. Visit ArtieHoffman.com and SkyOfAngels.com.
Welcome back to Business Game Changers. I'm Sarah Westall, and we will be rejoining our conversation with Ed Moy now.
Right now, the only way you can do that is with a credit card. And you don't have a credit card because you don't have a bank account. And so you're kind of stuck in the cycle of poverty. But if you had digital currency in your phone, you could pay Amazon over the internet and have that book shipped to you. it basically lifts about 2.5 to 3 billion people who are locked out of the modern global economy because they don't have a bank account. This solves that problem.
That's incredible. That's really, really great. So how does the, I got to ask you about the petrodollar, because I know a lot of, you know, oil backs a lot of the dollar. And let me, and you please explain if that's your understanding. And how is that going to be impacted if Bitcoin and cryptocurrencies start to become, you know, pretty mainstream?
Well, the dollar, you know, so from my perspective, I think as Bitcoin gets more users, that's going to be good for everybody, because that forces then all the other currencies to be more competitive. And right now they're all monopolies, and and so without that competition, that I think has huge ramifications on our economy. So so I am all for Bitcoin being used as an alternative, but here's the rub. In developed countries, we have so many more alternatives that work for us that it would be more difficult to see the rapid adoption of Bitcoin as money in developed countries.
I could see that.
The market for that is in developing countries. And then,
although I would like to see, and I need you to talk, because you have a mind on all this stuff, but I would like to see the petrodollar losing its monopoly, because there's so many alternatives in energy, and I think there's a oppressive force causing energy not to evolve, and it, a lot of that is coming from this petrodollar nature. And there's so many, the renaissance in that industry is they're trying to keep a lid on it, and they can't. Okay. And getting rid of that petrodollar deal would really, not necessarily getting rid of it, but getting rid of the complete monopoly on it, yes, would allow energy to flourish. I mean, you could still have the petrodollar backing. It's just you need to have alternatives so that other energy can start to flourish.
Yes. And I would agree with that. And so I'm all for competition. And I do believe that the influence of oil on the dollar would decrease over time as alternate energies develop. And I do think that those will develop by the free market, because the free market is driven toward, you know, the opportunity to make money. And if they can find a renewable source of clean energy that is cheaper than oil, then that's going to put tremendous pressure on oil and begin to decouple oil's influence on the U.S. dollar. I think is good.
Yeah, with the decentralization of knowledge that's going on with the internet, which I always think is the source of this whole renaissance that's going on. I think it's a renaissance of knowledge. You can't put a lid on the advancements and the innovation that's occurring everywhere, because there's too, it's a decentralized thing. You can't control it.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
It's like same thing. Anything that's decentralized, you just can't control. And that's the beauty of it. And it's going to happen. You can't put a lid on it. It's so beautiful. I think it's so beautiful to watch. It just has to allow it to be flourish. You know,
yeah.
And hopefully there's more good than there is evil in the world, so that the good can kind of stomp out the evil flourishing, because I don't like that.
Yes. Well, I always, you know, my own philosophy is I tend toward more freedom than less freedom, and more free markets than centralized markets. And yes, it does open the door to more bad stuff, but overall, it has a huge improvement. You know, for example, just take a look at our free market system. It's not perfect, but take a look at all the wealth that is created versus a centralized system. So yes, you have income disparity, but the but generally everybody's standard of living rises, maybe not at all the same level, whereas under centralized approaches, everybody is equally poor and they stay there.
Well, like you look at East Germany compared to West Germany.
Mm-hmm.
right?
Yep.
I went
to South Korea.
Oh, yeah. That's even a better example. But I went through East Germany when the wall was still up when I was back in high school. And it was like walking through something that was that stood still in time. Uh-huh. It was incredible. They had this whole part where you walk through Checkpoint Charlie, yep, and that whole part of the city was not touched since World War II.
Yep.
And that was incredible. And then we went to the market that was supposedly made just for tourists so that it was more impressive. And I felt like I was, you know, we felt like we were dying because we wanted good food, and us high school kids were so spoiled and used to good stuff.
Yep.
And then we went to their supermarket, and there was like three pieces of fruit on it, and it was had some flies and things. I mean, and that was what they were trying to show off. And
yep,
it showed what the oppressive centralized government did. And North Korea is even worse. I suppose it depends on how corrupt your centralized government is, right? If you have a completely enlightened dictatorship who is all, I mean, I know it's not possible, but who is all giving and is complete Mother Teresa type, you know, uh-huh, I know that's not possible. That's the problem, is every example in history goes the other direction.
Yeah, I totally agree with you, Sarah.
Yeah. So, well, good. We're in agreement. So how can people learn more about cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin, and the virtual mint, and things that you're working on?
Yeah. So I would say there's a few sources that I would point to. One is there's plenty of information out there. So if you just do a web search, there's Bitcoin 101, a whole ton of educational materials will come up. Because again, this is of a decentralized nature. So people are trying to figure out ways who are interested in this to educate other people. And there's a couple of YouTube presentations too. So if you just type up Bitcoin on YouTube, you'll get some pretty good presentations that will give you basic educational understanding of Bitcoin. If you're really serious in a topic and want to develop a little bit more, I would recommend highly one book written by two friends, and I'm not getting paid by them, but they've written so far the definitive book on understanding cryptocurrencies, and it's called The Age of Cryptocurrency. And the two authors are Paul Vigna and Michael Casey, both who are reporters for the Wall Street Journal. And so if you like the Wall Street Journal style of investigative reporting, you'll love this book because it's written with that depth of research and business understanding, but it's also written in language that's easily readable as from a newspaper.
Yeah, people need that. Well, let's say somebody wants to invest in this business. They have the money and they have the resources and they want to be a miner. And they want to develop that infrastructure. What do they do to do that?
Yep. So there are no centralized versions of where Bitcoin investments are, but there are a number of firms that you can invest in their funds, and then they invest into companies for you. So one of them is very prominent, and that's Mark Andreessen's company, Andreessen Horowitz. He made all his money through Netscape, and he believes Bitcoin, particularly blockchain technology, is the big disruptor of the future. And so his private equity firm makes a lot of investments in this area. You can become a limited partner with one of his firms if you're willing to invest. There are a lot of crowdfunding opportunities for these type of companies, but those are really more at the startup level. And then there's other ways that you can invest that there are Bitcoin funds out there. There's one that just recently went public that had the two brothers who were involved in the development of Facebook. They have since invested in the first registered meaning it's completely regulated, Bitcoin Investment Trust. So that's another way for smaller investors to still have a pretty big impact in this industry. So there's many different ways, but those are three of the most popular ways to invest in Bitcoin.
We need to take another short station break, and we'll be back in a moment.
Do you want the freedom to spend more time with your loved ones? Travel the world? Live spontaneously? Get ready, because the Chip Justice Show is here. Hosts Dr. Pat Basile and Chip Justice can help you build meaningful success while embracing life. Living a life you love is the end game in this new, inspirational, and empowering show. Positive changes for a life you'll love. Tune in every month on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit PositiveChangeInstitute.co for more information.
Get ready to experience Truth Talk Radio with host Deb Acker. Tune in to Truth Talk Radio each Wednesday at 3 p.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com to illuminate the truth in your daily life as you experience life, love, and abundance from a whole new perspective. This hit show will leave you feeling lighter and bring you into a place of infinite possibilities every day in every way. Visit TruthTalkRadioShow.com for upcoming transformative topics and guests.
Shine On Radio. Find Your Shine with Kelly is the show that celebrates what makes you, you. Join co-hosts Kelly Wadler and Dr. Pat Basile as they break down how to brilliantly fuel and move your body and love what makes you shine. Kelly is a professional arts and wellness coach dedicated to helping brilliant women find their confidence, energy, self-love, and shine. Tune in to Shine On Radio with Kelly and find your shine on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Are you ready for a game changer? Sarah Westall is bringing you Business Game Changers Radio. Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in to Business Game Changers Mondays at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey everybody, this is Dr. Pat. Many of you have heard me talk about the Lyme disease epidemic going on right now in the world. I want to tell you about my friends at Results RNA. They have now created an entire Lyme support system for immune system support, detoxification, rejuvenation, and neurological healing. Please visit ResultsRNA.com to learn more. And for first-time orders, you'll receive a special 10% discount. All you have to do is type in Dr. Pat at checkout.
Sky Siegel co-hosts one of today's most popular psychic shows, Angels and Answers, with Artie Hoffman, as she communicates healing messages from the spirit world. These messages can be astounding, enlightening, and life-changing. Born with the God-given talent of inner guidance and the amazing ability to heal, Sky has healed thousands of people. Schedule a reading with Sky now. Call 908-500-1474 and visit skyofangels.com.
Welcome back to Business Game Changers. We are discussing Bitcoin and the future cashless society with Ed Moy, and we'll be rejoining that conversation now.
What happens if somebody wants to really help their country? Like, let's say they came out of a very poor country, they got educated here, they're doing very well, and they want to bring this tool to their country. They have some money to invest. How do they go about doing that?
Yeah, so it's a pretty wide open field. There's many different ways to do it. I'll just give you one example. I have a friend who is interested in Bitcoin as a money transmittal device. So, for example, he's from a foreign country, and in order to transfer money to his family, he has to use Western Union, and that might take a week, 2 weeks, a month for the money to get there. And he's going to have to pay anywhere from 10 to 25% of whatever whatever he's transferring as a fee to use Western Union's highway. Another way to do it is through becoming a Bitcoin transmittal company. And so one way, so how that would work is I want to transfer Bitcoin, and I know the Bitcoin wallet of my friend in this foreign country. I can transfer however many Bitcoins I want over to my friend, and it'll take seconds. The transaction will be confirmed in 10 minutes, and then that person can take that Bitcoin to a Bitcoin exchange in that country and get the local exchange it for the local currency. And so a friend of mine basically said, well, I want to start a business because I'm sick and tired of sending $100 to my family. and having to pay $25 to do it and having it take so long. And so he has started a money transmittal company in this foreign country that receives the money on behalf of the person, and it automatically exchanges it for whatever the local currency is.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, let's say you came from a village that's pretty poor. Could you do a simple thing like buy everybody in a village a phone and get them all set up with Bitcoin just by simply buying everybody a phone? Or does the country itself have to support the Bitcoin? I mean, can you, you know what I'm saying?
Yep. No, it's the former and not the latter. And, you know, and that isn't even a huge barrier these days. So Kenya is an interesting case study. Kenya has the same currency problems. You know, it's hard for physical currency to stay in circulation because it wears out so quickly. You don't have that much of it. And what they've discovered is people have found ways around. And so there's something called the M-Pesa in Kenya. Basically, all these telecommunication companies that sell cell phones give people credits for how much cell phone they use, and they can use the credits to buy additional services or to get discounts off their bill. And what they found is that most of the adult population in Kenya have a phone. You know, so even in a backwards village with only one electrical socket and a light bulb screwed into their ceiling, they still have a phone that they can plug in. And so as a result, people naturally, here's how the market works. People have traded their cell phone credits in lieu of cash. So you go to the market and you buy 5 yams and they go, do you have X dollars with you? And you say, I don't, you know, I can't get a hold of any dollars. Well, I'll take 2 cell phone credits from this company if you have them. And you go, well, that's great. It's transferable. I'll give those 2 credits to you immediately. Give me the yams instead. And so, in those countries, the adoption of digital currencies like Bitcoin or other forms like it, are happening on a very rapid basis because the market's already prepared them.
Well, that's excellent. So basically, if you want to help your village or, you know, your tribe or your, you know, poor city, you can make sure everybody has a phone. You could go in there, set up some classes and tutorials, and you're set, along with a you know, like your organization coming in and helping the government support that activity as well. You could, that could really go a long way. It's not that huge of an investment.
That's correct. That's correct. And as a matter of fact, because of its decentralized system, you don't have to do a lot of education, because once people start hearing about it and investigating it, again, when they see something that's going to benefit them and hardly cost anything and is secure, they naturally want to adopt it. And you know, so that's what's already happened with these cell phone credits. And it's just a half step in their thinking in order to get them to use digital currencies.
Oh, that's excellent. Well, okay. Well, then how can people see more of you? Because I know you have a blog and you just do such excellent work. That's so great. You know, you get a high profile job and then you come out of there just being able to go and do what you want, which is great.
Well, you know, I feel very blessed that I was able to serve both at the White House and as director of the United States Mint. And my thing is, I want to leave a really positive mark. And so as you see, all the things that I'm doing are things that get some of these new concepts out or help people find alternatives to the government monopoly on money. And so that's where my rest of, you know, I'm 58, got hopefully a couple of years in front of me. That's my focus, is how to take this knowledge that I've been blessed with and how to leverage it to help people.
That's excellent. So you have a blog that can go, because you do regular articles and things too, right?
Yes. So I have a column for Newsmax under their money news section. The section called Insiders, and I write a weekly blog for them. And I've actually written a lot about Bitcoin there. So
seen that. That's good.
Or I collect all that stuff on my website, which is edmoy.com, edmoy.com. And you can go there and catch all my media clips, of which, you know, I have yours.
That's
too,
excellent.
To me. So, and so I try to collect it all there so people have one central source of information that I write about.
Well, and this one will be good too, because I have the video. I have you on video here. And I'm recording this. Well, and I woke up with my hair in a ponytail, and, you know, I'm wearing sweats, and I'm like, you know what? I wasn't ready for video, but I don't care. I'll put a picture of myself next to you looking all good. And you can use that too and clip it out for your website. Well, good. Well, thank you so much. It's always such a pleasure to talk to you.
Same here, Sarah. You know, I really like your program. I like how innovative it is. I like the topics that you cover. And one thing for someone like myself is, you know, typically when I'm on CNBC, I get like 3 minutes to make a case.
Exactly.
And here you really get to explore something over the course of an hour. And for someone on a complicated topic like digital currency, this is really a great format to discuss those type of topics.
Well, thank you. And I'm really aiming for the people who are really curious about things, people running and decision makers in our country that really have need to be educated, informed, and help this country move forward. And that's my target. And I think having people like you on is what we need.
Uh-huh.
So it's excellent.
Thank you. Yep.
Okay.
It's been a lot of fun, Sarah.
Okay. Well, have a wonderful day.
Okay. Until next time.
Yep. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Well, I hope you enjoyed our show today. And I want to remind you that you can go to my website. I just put a new website up. It is actually, I think it's a lot better. So I hope you like it. I hope you can give me some comments on it. And send me an email on what you think. You can go to it at sarahwestall.com. And you can see all of my episodes there, and including this two-part episode. If you missed the first part, you can get the first part up there, or you can re-listen to it all. I know it's pretty meaty as far as what's in there. Lots to learn. So I hope everyone for now has a wonderful day.
You've been listening to Business Game Changers with host Sarah Westall. Tune in each Monday at noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, as Sarah brings you leading experts, visionaries, and newsmakers who provide the best commentary on big issues and cutting-edge innovations. Sarah's 20 years as a business executive will help you think like an entrepreneur with expertise, energy, and attitude. Tune in Mondays at 12 noon Pacific Time and learn more about Sarah at sarahwestall.com today.